just like, yep, I think this is the answer. And to us, that is God speaking to you. But I don't want to talk about religion, mostly because yeah. you get that look on your face like I'm a friggin' nut.
No, and I want that, you to know, Mikey, that bums me out.
It bums
Mikey,
me out.
Mikey, please, that's not my look. Like, when you say you pray about it,
you just looked at Eddie, and you guys both gave each other a look like, oh, this is kind of...
No, dude, wasn't that at all.
Okay.
Like, because, like, that makes sense to me. Like, when you say that, Mikey, I hear what you're saying, and it makes sense to me.
But I know what your opinion is so much.
You want to know what I was thinking right then? I was thinking... Wow, is there really something like Jesus helping them, or is it just them thinking about something multiple times that clears it up? You want to know why I looked
at her? Because I laughed at her naivety.
About what you said.
About prayer?
Yeah. Wow.
I laughed at her.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, take it easy.
So, yeah, don't take it personal, dude. Yeah, we respect what you got going on.
You don't have your beliefs, bro. Well, especially not with me.
All right.
Wow, I got good questions today, huh?
Stupid.
I did good.
Blunder?
Plus, the death penalty is great. It weeds out the idiots.
Okay,
yeah.
Shut up.
All right, Blunder's second question.
All right. Would you ever put Eddie's name on the show?
No.
Why?
No. Why? Because Eddie and I kind of talked about this, and Eddie said to me that he feels that his name should be on the show because he feels he's earned it. My feeling on that is he's done his job. His job as a producer is to get great guests. To when he is on the air, to be good at being on the air, but that's his job. That is not a right of ownership. That after a while you gain a certain amount of ownership. I own this show. It's the Mikey Show. I've put in place incredible people on the show, and they all do great jobs.
I didn't ask for that. I don't want it to come across like I'm asking for my name to be on the title.
No, it's just I think it was Blunder's question to you at one point was if you could change one thing about.
I'm just saying though. I don't want it to come across like I'm clamoring for my name to be on the title.
Well,
I didn't.
But
I didn't
you did say that you think your name should be on the show.
I didn't say it should be. I said, would I like it to be? Yeah. That's not. That's
I thought
not.
It was a, I should.
No,
it
I
should.
Never no, said. No, no. I no. absolutely no. did
okay.
not say that.
All right. Well, then.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm glad that that question came up because since that hot seat when you said that, I honestly, until this moment, thought that you were like, yeah, I think my name should be on the show because I've earned it.
You're not.
And didn't you say because you felt you've earned it?
I said, would I want it to be? Yeah, I would because I felt like I've earned it. Do I expect it? And I said, and I can't believe you don't like remember this whole conversation. I said, do I expect it to be? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because you're right. I do my job.
Yeah.
I'm the best in this business at what I do, and I have no problem saying it.
That's cute.
Hey, dude, I
have no problem saying it.
I think that too. I mean,
so that's why I never, and I even told you in the office, I don't expect it, and I don't think it will ever happen.
Absolutely, and I mean, I didn't want this to get into a thing in this conversation.
Well, I'm kind of irritated, but by you acting like you know,
I'm kind of irritated by the fact that if you say that you think that you've earned it, now you're stepping back and going, whoa, I've earned it, but,
you're taking it totally out of context.
How?
I just explained it.
Yeah, that's not what I said.
You're saying that I said it should be on because I've earned it. That is completely different from saying that I would like it to be because I felt like I've earned it.
What's the difference, really?
There's a huge difference.
I should.
I'm like, you're saying if I said it should be. Like I'm demanding it. Like,
I don't think that you would. No, and I don't think that you would ever demand it.
Difference.
But what is the difference between it should be and.
I bet you he can.
Well, no. I don't want to know what Sean thinks. I want to know what you think. What's the difference between it should and I'd like it to be?
It should means that, like, it's something that should happen.
Like, he's wronged for it not happening.
It's like, this is something's wrong with that not happening.
Right.
Would I like it to be? Of course I would.
I'd like $1 million.
But when you add the caveat to it that you've earned it,
I've earned my own show, not even with you, I feel like. I've busted my ass in this business. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, I mean.
I've earned a lot of stuff.
Okay.
With my job.
Blunder, that was a great question. This is what the hot seat is.
Oh,
I'm telling you, listen, the hot seat turns into crazy stuff happening and people that are listeners getting to hear stuff on the show that they never get to hear in any other way. I mean, this is like really inside stuff. This is conversations that, like Eddie said, we've had in the office. Mm. But listen, I'm clear on it, dude, and I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm not trying to... Listen, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to. It kind of hurt my feelings with what I thought. But it doesn't now, because now I'm clear on what you were saying. Now I get it, and so it doesn't. And so, you know, we both get it. And I think I'm most afraid of Boy Blunder's questions from now on.
I was hoping to hear the coffee club make a comeback.
Yeah, let's change it to the coffee club. That is awesome, Blunder.
You don't know what we're talking about. It was a...
Blunder's the best.
It was a tape that we had, Eddie and I had done when we were trying to do a radio show when we were... I don't know, how old were you, Eddie?
18.
17, 18 years old? 18?
Probably.
I was like 20, 21. Oldies 92.9 and Mike and Eddie on the Morning Coffee Club. And it's a great looking Tuesday morning, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. And Eddie, not feeling well this morning?
Not at all.
I can tell by the look on your face.
Why can't it just be those days again?
And why, when you give out the time, do you have to give it out multiple ways?
Listen, this used to be an old radio thing.
Why?
It was called dual time.
I guess.
Okay, right now it's 4:41. It used to be in radio that you couldn't say 4. You had to say 4:41, 19 minutes before 5 o'clock. You just had to do that. That was a thing. And it was because in and you know who still subscribes to this school of thought?
Who?
The moron upstairs, genius.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he is one of the most old school morons when it comes to understanding radio.
So people don't know what 4:41 means?
No, it's much easier that for them. And here's the thinking on this.
Okay.
I have to be to work at 5, so how many minutes do I have until I have to be to work? Oh, you have 19 minutes. Morons. Stupid radio.
Love it.
Hey, I know guys in radio that think you shouldn't have to give the time out at all.
Yeah, why not? People got watches.
Yeah, everybody, the guy that I talked to about this, he's like, dude, why do we ever give time out? People have watches and they got clocks on their radios. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a watch, you probably don't have a radio.
Good point.
A watch nowadays is, what, $5? Give me a break. All right, Sean, last question. I want off this so bad.
Oh, it's a good one, dude.
And it always causes fights and...
tears.
Yeah, but the listeners friggin' love it. Because they get to hear crazy-ass stuff. Go ahead, Sean.
So you and Rebecca are...
Oh, come on, dude. Don't get me in any trouble and realize that this is a very sensitive time.
Getting back together, it seems.
Oh, man.
Do you feel that you two are truly or can be truly ready for marriage? Or do you think that one or the other is really ready for marriage and the other isn't?
The best
way,
yeah, and you're going to get, see, you want the honest answer.
Yeah.
You're going to get honest answers here, and the answer is not up to me or Rebecca. The answer is in God and through us praying together, which we have been doing. She's Christian, I'm Christian. Listen to this statistic.
Okay.
This is a statistic that that the church gave out. And they had a source for it. 99% of couples that pray together, stay together. Then they had a million other percentages on couples and breaking up and getting back together and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, Rebecca and I have had our issues and our baggage. But I am in love with her. She's in love with me. I want to work things out. She wants to work things out. I don't think either of us right now even know what to call one another. If I can call her my girlfriend, I'd love to. But I don't know if she's ready for me to do that. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what we can do, you know? So the answer to it is, do I feel like I'm ready to be with her? Yes. I feel that I also have a long way to go in, like, getting my own crap straight, my own crap in order. Because I've been a mess about all kinds of things. And so, you know, my dad has cancer now. I found out my dad has cancer about a week and a half ago. You know, so I've been spun out about quite a few things. Her mom, same thing. You know, so we both have our stuff going on. And do I love her more than any girl in the world? Absolutely. And I would love for it to work out. But whether it's going to work out or whether it's not is not our decision. You know, everything is, in my opinion, predetermined by God. So I got to wait and see what his plan is.
Mikey.
Oh, thank you.
Before anything else happens.
Yeah.
I wish you could have seen the look that Sky gave when you said that you and Rebecca pray together.
Really?
Yes.
What was it?
It was a rolling of the eyes kind of thing. Of like, wow. I don't get it.
Wow. How can he see my look from here?
You've turned around.
And got my jacket and smiled at Levi?
You did not. Don't you even try.
Yeah, we do. We pray together. And you know what? You have been the one. You have been the one, Sky, that with everything that has to do with Christ, and it's so sad to me.
What?
And I
what
pray
did
for
I
you.
Do?
You
I
rolled your eyes when I said
do stuff together.
Really?
Am
so
I
you rolled.
Out?
So you rolled your eyes when I said that we pray together.
I don't think I rolled my eyes.
You know what? I'm sorry that you and your husband smoke pot together. Yeah. So me and Rebecca, we pray together, and you can roll your eyes and do all you want. But you know what?
I pray for you.
I pray. Did she roll her eyes, Blender, and are you doing a bit?
No, it's for real.
Because don't get her pissed. Uh-uh. Don't get me pissed if it's not for real.
No, it's for real.
You know, and that's too bad.
Sorry. I didn't recall rolling my eyes. I looked back there, and yeah, I was shocked when you said that that it's not up to you guys and it's a higher power.
And that's great.
But that's your guys' thing. That's not my thing.
Well, I pray for you, Sky. I pray for you that you don't have to be that person.
And what, you know, person? A person that
if I say something that is really beautiful to me, you turn around and roll your eyes. That's
well,
so sad to
honestly,
me.
It's not that kind. It wasn't that kind of roll your eyes kind of thing. It's kind of like she doesn't get it. Like, I felt the same way.
That's what I mean, but
I
like,
felt the same exact
so,
way,
it's
dude.
So, like, it's so demeaning. It's so,
it's,
but
honestly,
but
I would
but
never.
It's not that I don't believe it. It's not that I don't believe it. And, you know, I get it. It's just, man, I wish she could be better than that.
Dude,
I wish that she could be the type
thing.
Of person.
You're not listening to me.
I'm just saying.
I wish I was better than that.
I wish you were the type of person that didn't have
see,
to roll their
eyes
when
one.
I say something that like is meaningful to me. But you know, and that does. I mean that doesn't just hurt my feelings. It's like it's way beyond hurting somebody's feelings. It sucks. But oh well.
I think
well,
you misunderstood
so
what I'm saying.
I'm sorry
then.
You want to believe what Blender's saying and not listen to what I'm saying.
Well,
cool.
He's still adamant that, you know, you did that.
I did
that
the same thing,
what
dude.
What was my look like, Blender?
Dude, what it was that she can't believe that you just said that. Because I felt the same way, dude. I don't understand
oh,
it. It's the same thing.
I won't deny that I was shocked when you said that it was out of your hands, but I wasn't.
And I'm
like,
okay with you being shocked.
That's what I was, and that's
rolling,
what I said.
But rolling your eyes is different from being shocked. Rolling your eyes implies like, oh boy. You know rolling your eyes. If you roll your eyes, this is rolling your eyes. Oh boy. Hey, that's what it is, man.
When you
that's
just
it.
Told me I was bigger than that, that's when I rolled my eyes.
I'm telling you, Sky, that's a petty thing to do, to turn around and roll your eyes.
Are you listening
to us?
Do it. Are you listening
Blunder said,
to us?
Blunder,
say it for the fifth time, please.
Please say it again.
What? I told you, so Blunder. I said if you're doing a bit,
no,
you should tell me.
No, I'm not doing a bit. She turned around and was shocked and like surprised what you're saying.
I asked you a million times if she rolled her eyes or not.
I said she did. To me, that's what it looked like.
Okay.
If she was surprised,
and there
she
you
surprised.
Go.
That's
there,
what I saw. That's
it
what
is,
I saw.
It is what it is.
That's what I saw.
Let's forget it. It is what it is. Hey, the cool thing is, though, we still...
Oh, my God. I'm freaked out right now.
We still only have, together, in the same room...
Oh, my God.
17 hours and 11 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yeah. I need to go walk the halls for a sec. I'll be right
love it.
Back. I'll be back.
Sean gets so devastated by stuff like that. Hey, listen, it is what it is. Blunder,
honestly,
I'm not pissed at you. I'm not upset. Well, it is what it is. If she did, she did. It's disappointing to me.
Well, honestly, what I don't get is why you're not pissed at me, too. Because I felt the exact same way.
Why would I be pissed at you?
Because I felt the exact same way, and I said the exact same thing.
Yeah, but now I feel like you're just sort of...
I'm not.
Now I feel like you're just sort of saying it like, you know... To make the
focus come off of her?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Because you know now she's really pissed at you for
that's
throwing
fine.
Her under the bus.
You know what? But that's what this show does.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Absolutely. Phone lines are blowing up. What, Eddie? What are you thinking?
Dude, I don't know.
Are you thinking that Blunder probably shouldn't have told me that?
No, I mean... It is what it is.
I mean, you know how I'm going to react to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already, as if people
know,
are listening,
just, well, see,
people
the,
are listening to
the
hot
deal,
seat, they know that I've already got issues with Sky anyway.
Listen, bro. I mean, I'll be straight up with you since we're being honest. You're very defensive about your religion, which kind of surprises me because it is who you are. And so, you know, if people don't want to believe in what you believe in, it's their problem. You jumped down my throat like 20 seconds earlier because you thought I gave a look to Sky.
Because you did the last time.
No,
the last time we did the hot seat,
I did not. I was doing my job, and I was making jokes, and you didn't appreciate it, And I was like, all right, well, I don't want to upset you, but I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, to make light of the situation.
And I'm telling you that you know, and you knew then. Yeah, I'm sensitive about it.
Let me finish. I didn't even do that to Sky. I actually was laughing at Sky for something that she said.
Well, then, bro, if that's what you were doing,
so defensive about it,
right?
Like,
once you found out that I knew that that's what you were doing and all that stuff, it's like, oh, dude, okay, cool, man.
Know,
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Like, it's so crazy that it's like, dude, like, you know, I just want you to chill out a little bit.
I told you, Eddie, really, with you, I don't really have an issue. I really don't. But with Sky, there's already a tension going on all the time. There's already attention, so there's, and, you know,
but you need to be better than that, though, bro. You need to be bigger than that. If you know that she doesn't believe in
and
what
you're
you
right.
believe in,
you're right.
You need to not get so pissed off at her.
You're absolutely right.
Be bigger than her.
But I told her, I told her that it hurt my feelings. I shouldn't do that. I'm a Catholic.
I believe in what I believe in.
Yeah,
you can
dude,
believe
but
in
it's
whatever
a little,
you know. It is.
It's
different. But you know what? If she says she doesn't believe in God, I don't care. Don't believe in God. It's your deal. Believe in whatever you want to believe in. I don't care. You know? And I just think...
You don't turn around and roll your eyes.
No, I don't. If she rolled her eyes at something I say, I'd laugh. I'd be like, dude, whatever. It's Sky. I don't care. I love her.
And I'm not going to. Well, I mean, I probably should and I probably would. But in this situation that was going on, it was like, you know what? I'm not going to take that.
Be bigger than that, man. You believe in what you believe in. And if that's what you believe in, then who cares what she thinks? That's how I feel. I don't know. I'm just one man.
I don't think it got
trying to save the world.
Well, now she's got a lot of time to think about it with me.
Well, you know, that's the danger of this stupid hot seat game.
That it happens
you
every time.
You had me pissed off. You had Sky pissed off. Sean's pissed off.
It happens every time.
Whatever. I don't even care, man. I'm just like, I love this show. I like I'm having a good time. I've been on the air for freaking, 13 hours now? I'm still having fun.
Can I go talk to Sky real quick?
Oh, Blunder.
If
I were you, I'd leave it alone.
I don't know. That's not my personality, though.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Blunder. Hang on.
Man, you got phones blowing up. This is insane, man.
Yeah, I need him to do stuff, for God's sake.
Seriously, we got American Idol coming up.
I can't wait.
We're literally 5 minutes away from having to sing.
Yeah, couldn't we have the hot seat a little bit later?
Can we just get rid of the stupid hot seat? I'm sick of it, man. And all it does is cause...
Nike show, hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's P1 Dave from Camp Pendleton. Dude, I don't know what's up with people in religion these days, but whatever makes you a better person...
Yeah, and you know what? Eddie's right. I probably shouldn't have reacted the way I did. I got mad. And yeah, I gotta say this, too. Eddie, you gotta understand. She's done a lot of things and said a lot of things about me, and me talking about Christ and stuff like that I've... just kind of blown off. I'll tell you why I think this one got me. The reason this one got me is because we were talking about the woman I love, too. You know, and it was like she was laughing at me and Rebecca.
But I don't think she was, dude. She wasn't. I mean, you're taking things and you're like spinning them now. You don't know what she was thinking. She told you. In fact, I said that
her and I pray together, and she turns around and rolls her eyes.
She explains it to you, and then
she did her spin job, dude. Well, she did what she was. You know what? She was caught. At that point, it was like, oh God, I just got thrown under the bus. What can I say?
What are you gonna do? You gotta take people for their word, man. I mean,
that's, oh, please. That's in that situation, man. She had egg on her face.
I don't know, man.
Mikey, show.
Yeah, Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys think you're gonna make it another 17 hours?
Well, we got to, dude.
For sure. I mean,
I don't know what, I mean, I don't know.
Things are getting a little crazy. Everybody
this is, you know, we told you from the very get-go, this, like, we don't know what's going to happen today.
Yeah, it's a very unpredictable day, but here's something that I want people to know.
Right now, we got the coffee club going.
There's only two people right now. Yeah, there's only two people in here. The whole show has had to leave. But let me explain something to you about the Mikey Show. For people that may be listening to the Mikey Show for the first time, we do the morning show here at The Rock, and our show is all kinds of things. Somebody asked me the other day, so what kind of show is it? And it's hard to describe. It's a reality show on radio. So sometimes it's extremely funny, and sometimes it's very real, like really real. That's just the way it is. Most, I would say that it is like 99.9% funny, And then there's that tiny bit that's a little uncomfortable sometimes. And sometimes more than that.
And I have to say this, because if there are new people listening right now, here's the deal. Is we are all tight. Like, we're the closest of
friends. We're like five best friends.
And so, and no, it doesn't sound like it right now.
I know.
We're all pissed off at each other.
And I love
her. That's how best friends are, man. You know, I love this guy sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
And he's like my brother. But you know how it is with your brother. You can't stand him sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you fight. And that's the thing, man. Like, I will say this about other shows. I know for a fact that other shows, including shows that you love.
10 o'clock.
Bye-bye. Out the door. Don't talk to each other. It's done. Not this show. This show hangs out with each other all the time.
And you got to understand also, we've been in the same room with each other now for 13 hours.
Yeah.
13 hours.
Oh, hey, we need to do traffic.
I would hate traffic.
Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is it live traffic?
Who is it?
Live traffic. Let me call the guy and get it ready for him.
Is it Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, Sanchez. Hang on. Hang
Sanchez
on.
Is a good guy. I don't think you've ever met Sanchez.
I have not.
He's a good dude.
Mikey Show.
Hey, P1 Chaz from Oceanside.
What's up, brother?
What's up? Hey, timing on this is awful, man. It's 5 o'clock. Just got off of work.
No, I know. You're on the freeway. Yeah, sorry, dude. You just had to hear some real serious moments. But don't worry, because after 5 o'clock, the mood changes. After 5 o'clock, we're doing our version of American Idol.
You want to hear bad radio? Get ready.
Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, this is Reverend James Wayne calling about this.
All right.
That would have been funny.
Mikey Show.
Yeah, this is Adam.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
down
dude.
Down your radio, dude.
Hey.
You got to have your radio down if you're going to call. I can't take them if people are calling it, because Blender can't screen them right now.
Are they coming back?
I don't know. And I wouldn't mind having a cigarette, for God's sake.
I got to, seriously, I'm sorry. I got to drop a deuce before we do this American Idol thing. I'm not kidding. Like, if I'm going to sing, like, I can't do it on a full stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I
all
do.
Right.
Oh, cool. They're back. Can we be friends again? So we can get through the 5 o'clock hour where we have to sing and be happy?
Oh, man. You are killing me right now.
Hey, we got to do 17 hours. Sky, you better not be mad at me, seriously. We got to... Are you kidding? Are you mad at me?
Well, I mean...
Serenity.
We got to do traffic. Before you start anything, do traffic. Serenity. It's Allie.
Allie?
Hi, yes. Allie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Allie, let me give you your little intro. Hang on.
Rock 105.3 traffic.
Hey, how are you? I don't think I've ever... Have we met?
I don't think we've met, no.
I don't know you, Allie.
Well, hi. Nice to meet
What's
you.
What's going on?
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, not a lot's going on. Just have one crash. West 78 right at Sycamore Avenue. It's off to the right shoulder, though. The other good news is this traffic alert up in Bonzal on the 76 has been canceled. All lanes are now open. Otherwise, you know, your real typical slowing around the county, eastbound 78, from Pocket right at Fairmount Avenue, then again at Mollison. And as you head down the coastline, the southbound 5 is a little heavy. Slow through La Jolla, and then again as you head into downtown. Be one step ahead of your next job opportunity by adding a degree to your credentials. Contact the University of Phoenix at 1-800-MY-SUCCESS or online at phoenix.edu. I'm Allie Peters on San Diego's Rock Station, Rock 105.3.
Okay, thank you, Allie.
No problem.
All right. Well, I thought it would be a good idea, you know, for everybody to be in better moods and try to move forward and everything.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So should we just drop it?
Agreed.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be very tough for me thinking that you're angry at me.
Drop it, 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 drop it.
You're pretty good at spinning things and making it my fault. Uh-uh, not this time. It's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong.
Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it.
And neither did I.
Hit the ID.
Okay. Then you know what? I'm willing to say, in all honesty, the truth is you didn't. I shouldn't, you know what? Eddie told me, he said, dude, if she has feelings about what you, you know, how you feel and your feelings and blah, 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 who cares what she thinks? And he's right. Whatever, you know?
Yeah, but the crappy thing is that I didn't. All I did was
Well, then
was
Blunder flat
like,
out lied, and then I'm going to be pissed at Blunder.
All I did was give, like, I looked over there, I waved at Levi, I smiled, and I kind of, like, gave, like, a shocked look when you said that. Like a, meh. Like I, but
if
I
you
didn't
had
roll
looked
my
at me,
eyes.
If you had looked at me shocked, wouldn't have bothered me.
I know, and that's why, like, I just happened to be facing that way. I wasn't trying to.
Well, then
do,
this
like,
is an example of Blunder being a stupid idiot, which is also true.
But see, the way you like,
it's true. He's stupid.
Well, see, that's not very nice.
Right, but do you see what he caused by saying that? And I gave him every opportunity. Hey, did she roll her eyes? Yeah, she rolled her eyes. Okay, and then I'm mad. If you were me, would you be mad? Somebody that rolled their eyes?
How many times have you mocked and made fun of stuff in my private
You know
life?
What? I guess this time it made it, it really got me because it had to do with my faith, which you know is important to me. And it involved Rebecca, and you know that's going to piss me off. So, if, you know what? I have. If I'm going to say something to you that's going to piss you off, I guess I got to be ready for the repercussions, which is you're going to be upset and pissed or even hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't trying to disrespect you or give that look, but I was just shocked by the way you reacted to me and like attacked.
Rolling your eyes is different than being surprised. If you'd been surprised, that doesn't bother me. You roll your eyes, we got a problem.
Well, yeah, I didn't roll my eyes.
Okay, and we've established that. So he's the idiot.
Yeah, but you have to understand, like, you didn't even give me a chance.
There was a million times.
And Blunder even,
listen, Sky, if I look at Blunder and I say to Blunder three times, Blunder, make sure you tell me if she rolled her eyes, because if she didn't, I'm not going to be pissed at her. And I'm not.
Yeah.
If the deal is you didn't roll your eyes, we got a Dumbo sitting over there. And he caused a big giant fight for no reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Surprised? I can deal with you being surprised.
And I was.
That's fine. Then we're all good.
Yeah, but it's, and I understand what you're saying about us being all good.
Give me a break.
But at the same time, once you go into a fight and things are said, it's like, okay, now I'm supposed to be all good after you just, like, attacked me for, like, what I believe is no reason?
Yeah, I get it. But let's now that we know what the real deal was.
Okay.
Now it's over.
All righty.
Is it over for you? You know what I mean, Sky?
Because
I could still be fired up, too. I could still be fired up about other aspects of it. But I don't want to be. I want to love you.
Why? Because I've said to you,
Listen, we got to understand something. Yeah. People are driving home right now.
I know. This is.
And I don't want to bring people down any more than we already have.
All right. Well, we will move past it.
I wonder how long the hot seat will last on the Mikey show.
Dude, I think we should retire the hot seat after this episode. Like, seriously.
I don't want the hot seat anymore.
Yeah, I do not want the hot seat anymore.
Really? Mikey show, hello.
I'm starting to really not
like hello.
You.
I'm Reverend James Plew.
Yeah, you already called. You're not really a reverend. Mikey show, hello.
Hello, I'm Reverend.
Hey,
turn your radio down if you call in, please.
Sure. Can you hear me?
How many times with the turning of the radio down?
Well, we're trying to listen to you guys. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, but if the phone's ringing and you're calling, turn the radio down.
Okay, I got you, man. Hey, listen, play John Lennon, Imagine. Now, that'll probably...
It's a really good... That's what we need here. We need John Lennon. Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for that beautiful rendition.
Seem like crap.
Hey, Levi just got in here. Hey, Eddie.
Yo.
Talk to Levi a little bit about what he does. Because he also, besides, you know, now being the Mikey Show apprentice, he also works on this show. Or you know, works at the radio station.
Before you do that, can you hit the ID real quick?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's 5 o'clock.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon. Following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. on KIOC San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
Events occur in real time.
All right, talk to Levi. I'm having a cigarette.
Later. All right. Well, we are honored with his presence. The winner of the Mikey Show Apprentice. Levi, everybody. Welcome, Levi.
Well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
We couldn't have done the 28-hour show with you, of course. I mean, we had to have you come on. You're a part of the radio station now. And you also, you basically own your own business.
Correct.
And what you do is you own a karaoke company.
Right.
And so you're a fabulous singer. I've heard you sing. You just nail at the hit after hit.
Well, I used to be, but my stinking cigarettes and my cough and everything get in the way.
Blunder, grab that. Grab that piece of paper right there. And now go. Very good. I heard you singing during the apprentice thing did the promotion bit, and you were singing Breaking Benjamin,
yeah.
And I forget what else you were singing, but I mean, it was good.
I did that song by The Darkness that
that was terrible.
Kept laughing.
Okay, but
I did it for fun.
Okay. Yeah, but no, I mean, you legitimately have a good voice.
Thank you.
And is that something that you wanted to do?
Initially, yeah, I wanted to be a singer professionally, but singers are a dime a dozen, and there are so many people out there that are so much better than I am and deserve so much more.
I agree.
So,
I thought we were just.
It's true.
No, but seriously, it's.
He is serious.
It's a hard industry to get into, and so I decided, well, I'll go ahead and I'll do something that I love even the same, and I started my own karaoke company.
Well, you know what? That's cool. And where can people find you mostly?
Mostly, they can find me at the Shamrock Shack in La Mesa. I'm there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and the companies are on Fridays.
You were at the filling station.
No, actually, I'm not at the filling station anymore.
What happened? You get canned?
Yeah.
Really?
For the most part, yeah.
Oh, way to go, dude. After all the promotion we gave that
damn
place?
Well, hey. It was her.
That place, fine.
Exactly. F them all to hell.
All right. Well, this is the first time you're able to meet Sean in person.
Nice to meet you, Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. Hi, Rebecca. What's going on? And Sean has had some issues with you.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're not going to get into Levi bashing, but Sean, what was your issue with Levi?
Oh, no.
I want to kick him in the nuts.
Now, why do you want to do that?
Wait a second.
Because that stunt he pulled.
Well, okay. For those new listeners, Levi, on the first day he got hired, tried to get backstage passes for Edwin McCain.
Look, I didn't try to get backstage passes.
Levi, it's water under the bridge, bro.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
It's water under the bridge with me. I'm over it. Sean is not, but you know what? What are you going to do?
Unzip. Let's go.
Okay, you're not going to kick him in the balls.
I've made mistakes, and I admit it.
And it's we're done, and it's over, and I'm ecstatic to have you here, and... you don't need to do that, Blender. I mean, there's no reason to play Edwin McCain.
Don't make me sing along, man.
That's good ball kicking music.
You're going to get me in the groove, dude.
Well, let's hear you sing a little. Pick it up.
You want me to sing along?
Go ahead, yes.
Wonderful, stop me, seal my breath. And emeralds from mountains, frost or to sky.
All right, that's plenty.
Yeah, thanks.
I thought you were a good singer.
Oh,
I was a good singer. I told you. My voice is all trash.
Oh, okay. Well, here's what...
Shut up! Jesus
Christ! Well, like I said, water under the bridge, Levi, this is a new day.
Yes.
And this is basically your first big event with us.
Cool.
And what we're going to be doing, for some reason, which I do not agree with, we're going to be doing an American Idol competition between the five members of the show.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
How this is going to work is Sean, Sky, Blunder, Mikey, and myself will sing a song. I'm going to throw up.
Oh,
come on.
We're going to sing a song. You, the listeners, are going to call in and vote. You're going to vote for the three top singers out of the five. So whoever gets the most votes out of the three will move on to the second round. Two people will be eliminated after the first round. You understand? And then after that, then we'll get down to the final two, and then they'll be the grand champion of the American Idol competition on the Mikey Show 28-hour broadcast. Yeah. And Levi, since you're the karaoke king, you're going to kind of be running this show a little bit. You're going to be handling the business.
Hey, I just wanted to say, and I'm not trying to make any excuses here, but I've been talking all day, and my voice is... You know, a little bit shot and stuff, so I may not do as good a job as I usually would.
I think you got a pretty good voice, though.
Well, you understand, Levi.
I mean, completely.
When you talk and specifically when you fight a little bit, of course, maybe a little bit of a vocal cord strainage.
Now, what have you brought in here, Levi?
Are these karaoke CDs? Yeah, the karaoke CDs.
I'm a little nervous about that because that could be a little bit different than the version we're used to, right?
Different versions of some of the songs, and I actually went through them and I picked the best versions of all of them, so they should all be pretty good.
All right. So where are these going to be played from?
Just a regular CD player. That's all you got to do. Brought in the lyrics over here so you guys can just follow along with that.
So he's going to put on it. Well, we should play it like in a good CD player.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah, he'll give you the CD and then...
You just tell me what song it's coming up and
cue it up.
Should we get started?
No, I don't want to, dude. No, I do not want
pass.
To.
Let's
Who's
going
to be first?
I'll go first. I'll go first so that we can get it out. I want to get mine out of the
way. I haven't dropped my deuce yet.
Do you really have to do that?
I kind of do, but...
Okay, why don't we do this?
I'll make it through the first round.
You can make it through the first round?
Yeah. You might help me with my first single.
Okay, I'm going to be first. I'm dedicating mine to Levi.
It's very sweet.
Because if you don't know the story, Levi was going to be...
I explained it.
Oh, you did?
They all heard it already.
Okay, now, Eddie, run through with me really quickly. We're going to go around. Listeners, call in.
Everybody's going to sing.
Oh,
Then listeners will call. The top three vote getters will move on into the second round. Two people will be eliminated.
Okay.
You weren't paying attention at all. Did you hear what I said?
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to call in. We're going to vote. Two people will be eliminated.
Okay.
After the first round.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. You got the CD for me?
I do.
All right.
So you're running, Levi. You got to go over there.
Yeah.
And he'll show you what to do and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, get ready. You're about to hear some of the finest singing ever.
Oh, man.
I need to practice or something.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Silly.
I can't wait till we get to Sean.
Unique New York. Unique.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Awesome.
I love it. All right, are we ready? This one goes out to you, Levi.
The first 30.
I wish you would have interrupted and said you could stop.
Dude, I couldn't take it anymore.
So awesome.
Oh, my God.
Levi, come over to a microphone.
Oh, Levi.
Let me tell you something.
Levi loved it.
I can sing. My voice is gone.
Dude, as a pro that hears this all the time, how was that?
Well, obviously, I was a huge fan of Edwin McCain. I gotta tell you, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I think the lethargism in your voice is kind of show a little bit. You hit some pretty good notes there. Not bad.
All right, now. Not bad. We don't go to the phones until after all of us have had a chance to sing.
Yeah. This is horrible.
Seacrest out.
Wow.
Horrible.
All right, Eddie, are you ready?
Oh, I don't want to go next. Oh,
come on.
I don't want to go next.
You got to go next.
I don't want to go next.
Follow up Edwin McCain, dude.
Come on. What is your song?
Which one are you doing? Is that Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
Yeah.
Oh,
so maybe this one goes out to the ladies in San Diego.
Oh, no.
This one's for the ladies.
Pootie Tang.
Come on, Eddie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
This one's so brutal. I can't sing.
I don't claim I can.
None of us can.
Just give him 30
Mikey's
seconds.
Mikey's over here saying he can sing. I can't sing, man.
He can.
This is stupid. I hate this bit. I hate it so much.
I hate it because Mikey can sing and none of them.
You know, my parents are trying to call while I'm doing the 28-hour show. God. You believe that?
I'm going to laugh through this. I can't make it.
You'll do great,
which
dude.
Track is it?
I'm not ready.
Oh, Eddie, you're good.
I'm not ready.
Good time, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie. Now, we're not going to do the whole song. I was so stupid.
Cut me off whenever.
No, all right. 30. That's it.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
I got my lighter out.
I don't know when I'm supposed to pick it up. That's the thing.
You know the song, right? Right here. Yeah. Right here. Right.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. I'm wrong. I'm off.
Oh, man.
Start it again. Okay. I don't know where I'm supposed to pick it up.
Well,
why don't you play the real version for him real quick?
Would you need to hear the real version?
Yeah, because this is like a weird version. I don't know. I don't know where it's at. Sucks.
Let me find you the real version.
Can I sing along with the real version?
Yeah, that'd be easier for me, too.
That might be easier. You want to do that, Eddie?
Yeah.
Although, it's kind of not fair since you've got a little bit of You got a little bit of the real guy mixed in.
I'll drown it out, bro.
Yeah, you can still hear what his voice is.
I'll drown it out, bro.
All right, here we go.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Though we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did the words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Woo!
Every rose has its thorn.
It
wow.
Yeah, it does.
Listen. The ladies.
Eddie, you just killed me. Wow. You just blew me out of the water with
amazing.
That.
Smoked them.
Wow. Levi, go ahead. Give your critique.
Well, he seems a little nervous on that one, Eddie. Oh.
Don't go apprentice on me.
Because
I was brutal to you.
That's all right. It's my turn.
Yep, Levi knows he's got the job now.
I was actually impressed.
Well, sure.
Really? Yeah, I really was because when it first started out, you seemed like you had no idea what you were going
to
do.
Well, that version was weird, dude. I didn't know where to pick it up, and it was like if the karaoke thing was there, I'm sure it would have been fine. But
right.
Like as soon as I heard the real song, I know that song in the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Good job, Eddie. Thanks,
all right.
Man. Good job.
Now, let's move on to Sky.
Yeah, can I use the real song, too?
Why don't you listen to the karaoke version if you have trouble with it?
No. Let's see. She could use the real one. What is it?
It's A Jewel Who Will Save Your Soul. It's just hard because without the scrolling screen, like at karaoke, you don't know when to pick it up.
All right. Are you ready?
Not really, but we'll give it a shot.
All right. Here is Sky on Mikey Idol.
Oh, this is crazy.
Doing Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel.
Oh, I
want to
die.
Yeah.
Woo.
Sexy
all right,
dude.
Stop.
Let's do it.
People living their lives for you on TV. They say they're better than you, and you agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold brick walls. Say, come here, boy. There ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute, cheap thrill. You know you love them if you put them in your will, but who will save your soul when it comes to the flowers now? Oh, save your souls after those lies that you told, boy.
There you go.
Oh,
God,
Oh my god.
Breathy and sexy.
Everybody else turned on.
Take off your top. Do me.
Just stop it.
Wow.
So
use a strap on.
Wait.
Sorry.
What is that?
What happened?
Whoa,
what
man.
Happened? God.
I'm going to be eliminated in the first round.
Well, you deserve to be.
You're not the only one.
Oh, man.
Dude, I haven't gone yet.
All right, boy blunder.
Wait,
what do you
Levi's
want?
Levi's got a critique.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's our judge.
All right, well, Sky.
Yes, my friend.
You kicked booty on that song, girl.
Thank you. Yeah, dude. Good job. Thank you, Levi.
I got to say, Sky, I think you're in the lead right now.
Oh, my. Wow. That's
I think you're in the lead.
Unreal. I want to redo, and I want my voice back. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Boy blunder.
Yes.
Oh, I have to go last?
Which one, boy blunder?
I'm going to go with Smash Mouth first.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you the real version because I think that's working better.
I'll take the karaoke.
All right.
Smash Mouth walking on the sun.
And kill it, blunder.
I'll kill it.
Out.
That's right.
Smash Mouth walking on the sun.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Those little grease-soaked lips moving.
Hey. Wait a second. What?
What track?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Get those big grease-soaked lips moving.
All right.
Is his throat clear of chicken wings or anything? Like that?
All right.
I'm just checking.
It's fine. You might have a ham in there.
Okay. Are you ready, boy?
I'm ready. The power of glaze compels you.
Shut up. Hey, and can I just make a plea to the listeners that if you push me through to round two, I'll do
this
better.
Is crazy.
Oh, no.
Eliminate him right now.
Get him out. We should all get equal time.
Fine.
Do the strap on.
An idiot. Are you ready, Blunder?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, it ain't no joke. I'd like to buy the world a toke and teach the world to sing in perfect harmony and teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey, I know it's just a song, but it's spice for the recipe. This is a love attack. I know it when I put it back. It's just like any fat. It retracts before impact. And just like fashion, it's a passion for it with it and hip. If you got the goods, they'll come and buy it just to stay in the click.
So, that's pretty good, buddy.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Back in the
you guys
game.
Hate me.
I'm back in the game.
What the hell?
You so are. Back in the game.
You so are.
Hey. Oh, go ahead, Levi. What did you think of that performance?
Now, Blunder, did you ever take any singing lessons?
Shut up.
He's asking you a question.
No,
have you
hated it. It's
have
okay.
You, have you ever taken singing lessons?
No, I didn't.
No?
It shows.
Well, probably a good thing. Actually, it might be a bad thing because you probably could have had a lot of money coming to you from all the lawsuits. You could have sued them.
There you go.
Okay, Simon.
Just bad? Is that what you're...
It wasn't too good there, man.
There you go. Aww. All right, finally, Sean.
Oh!
It's gonna be awesome!
Finally.
Holy moly.
So
best one of the bunch.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Holy I'm ready moly. To knock your socks off.
All right.
Oh, dude, Sean McShawkus with that baritone badass voice. Which one are you doing, Sean?
Me.
What are you doing, Sean?
What are you doing?
What do you want to do? Let's do... want to do sunglasses at night?
Okay. It's up to you, man.
Sunglasses
all
at night.
It's all about song selection.
Let's do that one.
Sunglasses at night, Corey Hart. What track? All right, Shawnee.
This is going to be awesome.
Oh, I hope it isn't. All right, you ready, Sean?
Yeah.
Here comes Sean with Sunglasses at Night.
Sean, you don't have to do a show.
at night, so I can, so I can watch you weave and breathe your storylines. And I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes.
Listen, we
did it. That was a brilliant performance.
I was on
that,
a roll.
That was my favorite one of the day, yes. No question.
Please put Sean
so
through
the
list. So good. Please,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, give my vote to Sean. Yeah,
no, come on, please push me through to one more round.
No, push Sean through, dude. Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah,
that was the best, Sean. Swear to God.
All right, so how do we do this? We go to Levi to get a little critique of how Sean did. Go ahead, Levi.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Hung.
Oh, come on. I love it. I may have a chance.
You know, your showmanship was great. The only problem is that this isn't TV. They can't see you.
Yeah.
But, you suck.
It wasn't half bad. The last part, you know, you got a little into it, which was pretty cool. But,
a little.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Daddy.
Here's how it's going to work.
All right.
Call in right now, 570-1053. Tell us who you want to vote for.
Awesome.
We'll take 20 votes. The top three vote-getters move into round two.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Go for it.
Who do you want to vote for?
Can I give a reason?
Yes.
I'm going to vote for Mikey, and I'm going to give Sean and Eddie A's for effort, definitely. But Sky, the reason I vote for Sky is because she had all the warm-up with the yelling earlier.
Wait a minute. You only get one vote. Yeah, you only get one vote.
One vote.
I know, so I'm going with Mikey.
Okay. But thank you. Who is your vote for? Just one vote. Go ahead.
Sky.
Okay. Yeah. Who is your vote for?
Sky.
Who is your vote for?
Mikey.
Who's your vote for?
Sky's got my vote.
Yes, he does.
Who's your vote for?
My vote for is Eddie.
Yeah, it is.
There it is, Eddie.
Who's your vote for?
Huh?
Who is your vote for?
I'm going to vote for Sean.
Yeah, you are, you stupid little pig. Way to go.
Sean, don't insult the people that are voting for you, bro.
That's my little piggy. Okay, dude, okay.
No, Sean.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Yeah, this is P1 Tater. I want to vote for Sean, even though I didn't see his performance.
Not on, Tater. You're the best. Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
My vote is for Sky all the way, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Who's your vote for? Yeah, Piggy!
Way to go!
Who's your vote for?
Sean.
Oh, the pigs are coming out.
Who's your vote for?
Guy.
Who's your vote for?
I vote for Sean, man.
Who's your vote for?
It ain't no joke. It's Blender.
Oh, there he is.
Terrible.
Mikey Show, who's your vote for?
Guy.
Who's your vote for?
Sky.
Aw, sweet.
Who's your vote for?
My vote's for Sky because she's hot.
Who's your vote for?
Sean. He's the one that had me rocking out.
There you go.
Right on, pig.
We got two more. Mikey Show, who's your vote for?
This is P1 Maria. I'm voting for Sky. It was good. I got into it.
Thanks, girl.
It was good.
Mikey Show, who's your vote for?
Sky.
All right, is that it?
Yep. Woo!
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on? How do we do this?
I will tell you now. Far and away, moving into round two, the top vote-getter by far is Sky.
Oh, no, this is Florida.
Thank you.
Easily moving into round two.
Yes.
Also advancing into round two with 6 votes, Sean.
Oh, so my gosh.
Rad.
Wow.
Rad. And the third and final person going into round two, which I cannot believe, is Mikey.
Oh! Yeah!
Thank
how you, me and Blunt, I got eliminated again.
I don't know how you, you got kidding eliminated. Me, dude.
That's crazy.
Thank you, America.
Freaking popularity contest,
thank
man.
Thank you, America.
I'm sorry, it was the pigs.
Freaking popularity contest, man. I deserved it. And I was going to sing you guys Neil Diamond. How about that?
Now, what do we do? What do we do? We got to go straight into round two?
Yeah.
And there will be a round three, right, for two people?
Yeah, those are the finals.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Yes, dude. Did you not hear Every Rose?
It was good,
where was
dude.
My ladies at?
Hey, man.
Where are the ladies at? That hey. Was for you, ladies.
They were so hot.
All right. So I have to go first, right?
Yes.
Yep. Same order.
Okay. I am going to choose to do the real version and sing over it.
Of what?
I got to go with my best gun. I got to go with Wanted Dead or Alive. Uh-huh. That's the.
You're not going to sing the karaoke version of that? You might want to, because that might screw you up.
No, it won't screw me up.
Okay.
It won't screw me up. I need all the help I can get.
Okay. See, I warned you.
And I still don't know how I'm going to do.
I warned you.
I still don't know how I'm going to do with this version of it.
I warned you.
Maybe they can use, maybe as a matter of fact, maybe I can use the, you know, want it, that part from them. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I like that. Richie Sambora, rather than the karaoke guy doing it. But like you said, you told Skye that she could try with the karaoke version. If she didn't like it, she could switch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll switch if I have to. Oh, I got my voice is shot. All right, here we go. Do my best to make you proud. It's all the same, only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I'll drive all night just to get back home. 'Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted dead or alive. Wanted dead or alive. Alright. I'm sweating.
Alright.
I'm sweating.
Man.
Eddie's so mad.
We put that through.
You son of a bitch.
Sorry, bro. Your voice is terrible.
I'm sorry,
right
too.
Now.
Whatever.
Your voice is shot.
It's true. It's shot.
Shot as it might be, that's not a very easy song to sing, because trust me, here, people. I'm not kissing ass.
Thank you, Simon.
I hear a lot of people try that song, and that was actually probably top 75%.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. People usually
I'm so hated in this room, though. But I want to say thank you, Simon.
It's because you don't deserve to be here.
I know that especially Eddie, because he's black and he feels like that because he's a
man.
Black singer.
You know what?
Just because he's a black singer, it's a total racial thing.
Yeah.
He should go through. But you know what? I'm sorry, Eddie.
Just
because
like in season one with Tamara didn't go through.
Last year,
when that one girl from Oakland, what was her name?
LaToya.
I'm LaToya. I deserve to be in round two. You don't deserve to be here, man.
Well, what about Ruben Studdard?
What about him?
He won it.
He has nothing to do with anything. Jackass.
All right. Good point, well, thank you very much, Simon. Now, do we go on to Miss America now?
Oh, shut up.
America's sweetheart now?
Okay. Do karaoke.
Are you going to do the karaoke version?
Well, see.
Since the first one worked so well.
Well, no, for my second song, I changed it at the last second. So this is going to be tough. So I'm going to have to do it with the lyrics.
It's a bad idea, Skye. That's what I did.
You changed your song at the last second?
At the very last second. I was going to go with the Wallflowers at first.
Yeah.
And then I changed it up.
Yeah, I was going to go with...
Don't do it. Go with your first choice.
Well, I can't.
Don't listen to Blunder. Yeah, you're a terrible advisor.
I can't do my first choice. So... From the computer, Mikey.
What?
I don't know, like, how it goes. I don't even know where to start.
Okay.
Oh,
man. I thought you were planning on doing another Jewel song.
I was, but I'm saving that just in case I make it for the finals.
Oh, wow. I'd go with the strong stuff, but whatever.
Nah.
Don't listen.
Strategy.
All right.
Yeah, you're trying to psych me out.
Go ahead.
Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, oh. Ba, 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 da, ba, ba, ba. Woo! Take your top off. Ba, 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 da, ba, ba, ba. Drop your pants. Ba, okay, Sean. Ba, da, Sean. Take it easy, bro. It's not your turn.
On.
It's not.
All right. Sean. All right, Sean.
It's not your turn, bro.
Oh,
that
God.
Was a good version.
Are you ready?
Negro.
Not really.
No, you're not.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, here we go. This is Sky in round two.
Oh, this is going to be horrible.
Let's go, girls.
Tonight I'm feeling alright, gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions, get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct.
The big spot.
It's painful, man.
That's good.
It started a little rocky.
Oh, dude.
Well, Eddie, you were plugging your nose behind her. I mean,
that's terrible.
Yeah,
What do you think? What do you think, Levi?
I believe that was pretty good, but you know, your first version of your first song was actually much better.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's I was right. A little bit disappointed with your second rendition there, my love.
I agree.
Wow.
Well, we'll see.
Not bad, though.
I'm telling you, my strategy would have been to go with your strongest stuff to just get through that third round.
You don't even belong here. What are you talking about?
Hey, don't pull the racial card on me.
You don't.
Just because I'm Mexican.
That has nothing to do with it, man. Version one sucked. And when McCain, you sang like 20 minutes of it and it was horrible.
Well, that's true. But America did love me.
America. You had two votes.
All right, San Diego.
Two votes to my one. America. Get out.
All right, Sean, you're next. What is your what is the song you've decided on?
I'm gonna go with a little song I like to call "Drive by the Cars."
What is going on?
Now, do you want the karaoke version or do you want the version on the computer?
Go karaoke,
dude, I only go karaoke, bro.
Yeah!
All right. That's how I roll, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Play it, Levi. God, put that thing in.
I've never heard an angry version of Sunglasses at Night before, but it was like an angry version.
It was angry, but then, like, him doing the hand motions and everything.
It's a whole thing, man.
Sean is awesome.
I'm ready for Drive by the Cars. How's this going to sound?
To tell you when it's too late. Yeah, baby. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You know, can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. But bye. Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Whoa! What happened? Crap, I only said sing two birds, one verse.
That's so good, Sean.
Dude, electric.
I want, if you were performing somewhere, I would pay to see you.
You are an idiot. You're an idiot.
You are the idiot.
I would pay.
You're swaying America.
If you did not vote Sean through just to hear what the hell he's going to sing in the finals, you are retarded.
Thank you.
That was brilliant, Sean.
And I'm telling you that my next song is on the highway.
You're horrible.
Oh, really? Well, you're not in this contest anymore.
This is a popularity contest.
Racist.
All right. Come on.
All right. Simon, what did you think?
Oh, yeah.
Lay it on me with your terrible accent.
You know, I can just imagine you in your car. Like, seriously, can you guys just picture him driving along and listening to music? But, it was actually... not too bad. Not too bad.
Levi's what you so really nice. Think.
It's all right.
I am.
Okay.
Levi's I'm, more of a Paula than a Simon.
I've heard a lot better.
Oh, than that?
Yeah.
Daddy, you're such a...
Are you kidding
You're
me?
An id.
It was genius. Sean, that was genius.
Shut up. I'm in your corner, you idiot.
He's one of your pigs.
You were laughing
I'm a pig.
The whole
hey,
time.
Dude. I'm a suey, dude.
He's a piggy?
I'm a piggy.
Let's go, piggy.
All right. Go to the phones.
All right,
phones,
let's
bro.
Go to the phones.
Go to the 20 pen.
Votes. Now, 20 yeah. votes.
20 votes.
Now.
Top two, go move on.
Oh,
all right.
I want to die.
It was me with Dead or Alive. It was Sky with Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And it was Sean with Drive by the Cars.
Go, piggies.
Piggies.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Mikey.
Oh,
boo. Hey, don't boo that.
Whoa, don't boo.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Schizophrenia Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Hey, my little
P1P. Who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Mikey.
Uh-huh. Who do you want to vote for?
I have a question. I also want to vote for, I want to vote for Sky.
Thank you. Who do you want to vote for?
Mikey.
Who do you want to vote for?
Mikey by a landslide.
Oh, I might
come
be out.
On.
Who do you,
out.
Who do you want to vote for?
Like, I'm voting for Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in the pig pen. Thanks, bitch.
Wait a second.
Wait a second. Mikey, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Mikey.
Thank you. Who do you want to vote for?
Sky.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Sean.
Yeah.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Sean, all the way.
You're in the pigsty.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Mikey.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Sean.
Sweet.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Hey, this is P1 Kevin. I want Mikey to get it.
Thank you. Who do you want to vote for?
Mikey.
Who do you want to vote for?
P1 Biggie wants Sky, you know.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Mikey. It's a rock station, not an 80s station.
Who do you want to vote for?
I vote for Sean. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're a fat pig.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Oh, definitely Mikey.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Sean. I want to vote for Sean, man.
All right. Have another drink.
What do we got, Eddie?
First of all, I like to say I'm furious. But, you know, I sing a rock song, and I didn't make it through. If that was the line of thinking.
Man, you know.
I'm furious, man.
You know, your bitterness is so... it turns everybody off.
I gave my heart and soul to San Diego.
All right.
Moving on into the finals.
Go ahead.
Of Mikey's American Idol. It was a landslide. Mikey made it through.
Thank you. Thank you, America.
A shoddy version of Wanted Dead or Alive.
Thank you, America.
Coming in second. The pigs came out in force.
Oh, yeah, the pigs!
Oh, is going God. On, Sky. Woo! You are eliminated.
Woo! Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
It's between me.
I'm so happy. I know. I'm
okay,
like threw away
okay.
my third song.
With that piece of junk that I sang the first time, and with Sean, who would have thought we would be the two in the final two?
What do you think I'm so mad for?
This is awesome.
I don't blame you.
I'm
this
pissed.
Is awesome.
I don't blame you.
Dude, I was coming with some strong stuff. I was going to give you Whitesnake. I was going to give, you know what?
Aww.
You don't deserve it, San Diego. You don't deserve to hear it.
Whoa, don't
the golden,
say that.
The golden voice of Eddie.
Well, you know, the American Idol, what they would do is, a lot of times they bring back the perennial losers, which you are.
No,
so maybe
I'm
we
not,
should do that.
I don't deserve it. I'm not singing at all. I'm done.
Well,
I'm pissed.
Wow. Well, that is sure bitter. Okay, are we, so this is it, right?
Karaoke version for the finals.
No way. No, yeah. I don't have to
I'm
do
making
anything.
The rules.
No,
absolutely.
No, you're not.
Absolutely. Levi.
Yes. Why can't I do? Why can't I? We've been doing
no.
it.
Levi, What do you think?
Yeah.
What?
Sean's been doing karaoke versions the whole time.
You gotta do karaoke.
This is
the finals, bro. Finals, bro.
Come strong, man.
Come on.
Fine.
Finals, bro.
I wrote karaoke.
Fine.
Finals, bro.
Sean rolls karaoke,
Sean,
by the way.
No hand sign for karaoke.
Karaoke, dude.
You're not throwing
Look
up the
Sean
K.
is throwing up a gang K.
Stop it.
Stand up karaoke.
He rolls.
I'm with you, Holmes.
All right.
Track what?
Seven. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing I've ever heard on the radio, ever.
Is there a prize for the winner?
I absolutely.
Like a record deal?
Yeah,
or?
The winner gets to go home.
Dude, I'm back in. I promise.
Yeah, I'll do my dual song again.
Yeah, it was hot, Sky.
It was.
Me. What is your song selection, Mikey?
The absolute worst song for somebody with no voice left.
Which is what?
I Am the Highway by Audio Slave.
Are you crazy? You couldn't sing that if you didn't have a shot
That's
voice.
That's crazy.
Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
Man, he's like the toughest singer to sing, man.
I can sing the song, dude.
Okay.
I can sing the song. When I got a voice, I could sing
And you
the
got,
song.
I think for the finals, you also got to give like a couple verses. You know? Like sing a little bit of it. Oh. It's the finals, man.
Whatever.
That's how Sean rolls.
Sean. All right, here we go. I hate this. I want the real version.
It is.
No, it
Make
isn't.
It your own, dude.
You're a bitch. Can you dim the lights for me, little bit? Thank you. Here are wrong, and it's throwing me off.
You mean the words are wrong?
The words are wrong.
How do you know?
Because I've read the words in the lyric sheet, and it's totally screwing me up. Listen,
it was
no
enough.
Excuse.
It was enough.
Yeah, it's no excuse.
It was enough.
Please, yeah, of course.
It was. Believe me, it was enough.
Hey, I love you, bitch ass face.
Oh, my God.
Trying.
It's not very Christian of you.
No. All right, that's it.
Oh, no.
I've been waiting to pull that. So
you've been waiting to pull that card for an hour and a half.
For 2 hours, man.
All right.
Go ahead, Simon.
Not a good song for somebody who's been on the air for, how many hours is it now?
How many hours have we
like
been
a
on?
Billion.
No.
13?
No. We are.
Coming up on
12 hours.
12 hours.
Yeah.
Straight talking.
With probably, screaming and talking.
Probably not the perfect song for you to pick.
No.
There's a lot of high points in there that you totally missed out on. But, not too bad overall. You had some good, vibrato in there and all that good stuff. So, not too bad.
But. And listen.
Do you know that song, Levi?
Kind of. Not well enough to sing it, though. Hmm.
And listen. Rebecca got here. Rebecca, you've heard me sing this song a million times, haven't you?
Who cares?
Can I sing this song?
Yeah, you can sing
that. Oh, well, great.
Witnesses.
Thank God that she says that.
I'm telling you.
Well, the listeners heard it for themselves.
Well, yeah. They, I know. Yeah,
that changes everything.
They're going to have to
change everything.
Sean, make sure you bring in some people and tell them how great of a singer you are.
Can I get my wife on the phone?
You know what, Eddie?
Sean, does you have anybody that you can bring in?
Can I?
Some star witness that proves that you're a great singer?
Can we call my mommy?
Yeah, let's call Sean's mom.
You son of a bitch. All right. Are we ready?
What song?
What song are you doing,
this
Sean?
This is going to be rough.
I can't wait.
Rough.
Come on. Rough. The pig pen's in your corner.
Yeah, you got the pig pen, bro.
Oh, that's all right. I'll still make it work.
What song is it, Sean?
Let me get in the mood.
Yeah, don't even announce it, Sean. Just go for it.
Yeah, right. I'll roll.
I love it.
I'll roll. The only thing is, this like it starts without like a beat or anything, so it's gonna be a little weird.
Okay.
I hope I can catch it.
I'm ready.
Give me time to realize my cry. Let me love and steal. I have danced inside your eyes. How can I be you why? In my heart the fire's burning. And choose my color, find a star. Precious people always tell me that's a step too far.
That was a very angry version. Do you really want to
stupid pigs? Call it right now, or I will destroy you! Why are you all so cold?
What is he doing? What is he doing?
Sean, your father called. He said he's not mad at you anymore.
Oh, man.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't
That's
either.
How you get votes, dude.
That's
how you
do
it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. That's go how ahead, Sean rolls.
Well, San Diego, you've heard all of your contestants, and I think if you are on the wiser, Sean will be your next American Idol.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the votes.
What about originality?
Is it me, Mikey, or is it Sean? Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Sean.
Yeah, pig, go.
Mikey Show, who do you want to vote for?
Yeah, this is P1 Susie. I'd like to vote for Sean.
Way to go, Fatty.
Who do you want, Sean or Mikey?
Mikey.
Oh. Sean or Mikey?
Dude, Sean, dude.
Right on, idiot.
Sean or Mikey? Who do you want, Sean or Mikey?
Mikey.
Who do you want, Sean or Mikey?
I want Sean.
Thank you, bitch.
Who do you want, Sean or Mikey?
Mikey, for sure.
Sean or Mikey?
Sean.
Sean or Mikey?
Sean, definitely.
Right on,
Sean
moron.
Or Mikey?
Mikey, you're a pussy. Go piggy!
Pig!
Oh, Sean or Mikey?
Hey, can I get in the pig pen?
You're in!
Yeah, you want
you
Sean?
Sow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you want Sean or Mikey?
Sean.
Right on, pig.
Who do you want, Sean or Mikey?
I have to give it to Sean for the entire performance.
Thank you.
You are filthy.
Sean or Mikey?
Mikey.
Who?
Mikey.
Oh, thank you. Sean or Mikey?
Best to the pigs, Mikey, all the way.
Aww.
Sean or Mikey?
If I vote for Sean, does that make me gay?
Yes.
I vote for Sean.
You gay pig!
Sean or Mikey?
Vote of the swearing.
Woo! Swearing! Whoa,
hey. Oh, man.
It's all about fun, not swearing.
It's over.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Well, the closest vote in the Mikey American Idol history, first time ever, the winner and grand champion, Pigs Unite!
Please, a speech, Sean. And before you do, I have to tip my hat to you. You were horrendous.
Oh, screw you, dude. He was awesome. Sweet.
Eddie's an idiot. Congratulations.
Hey, whatever. Call me whatever you want. He's the winner. First of all, I would like to thank all the retards, halfwits, dimwits, and douchebag. I shouldn't say that. They called in.
All of the idiot pigs, thanks very much for your votes. I appreciate it.
Extra slop in the pig pen tonight, Sean?
I think so.
All right.
Okay, are we ready? We're going to do another. We're going to do an encore by Sean.